Island nations are going to be worst and most immediately affected by climate change. An increase in global temperatures of 2 degrees Celsius is not enough to stop some of Australia's neighbours in the Pacific Islands from disappearing in rising sea waters. Climate change was top of the agenda for the Pacific Islands Forum meeting in Port Moresby in September, where those nations gathered to develop a powerful message to take to Paris. Dr. Simon Bradshaw is author of an Oxfam report on the impact of climate change on the Pacific Islands. He spoke to The Wire's Judith Peppard about the forum and why it's so important to act now.
Pacific leaders are being very, very clear about the dangers and risks they face and are calling unequivocally for stronger action from Australia and other developed countries.
And you've called the report a question of survival. Why a question of survival?
Because we really have to drive home what some of our nearest neighbours in the Pacific are facing and the responsibility that we have as an industrial high-emitting country to be not only driving down our own emissions but also providing adequate support to these communities. So we've had some very forceful reminders this year of the risks facing the Pacific from climate change. Back in March, of course, Cyclone Pam brought devastation to the southern islands of Vanuatu. Around that time, we saw catastrophic flooding in Tuvalu and Kiribati, damaging scarce water supplies and infrastructure.
And what does it look like on the ground from the point of view of an aid agency, for example, the High King Tides?
Well, these are certainly frightening and dramatic scenes, and I think it just shows that climate change is not a distant threat, but a lived daily reality for some of our near neighbours in the Pacific. The atoll countries, Kiribati, Tuvalu and the Marshall Islands are acutely at risk because nowhere does the land rise more than a few metres above sea level. King tides have always been part of life, with them now being exacerbated by climate change. That, of course, immediately poses threats to water supply, to food crops, but ultimately it raises the risk of people being displaced, which is an outcome that we just cannot allow to happen. People's connection to their land, their culture, their heritage is so important.
What are the Pacific Islands wanting from Australia and New Zealand?
For the first step, Australia and New Zealand, who are the two big members of the forum, should be joining Pacific countries in a united call to action ahead of Paris. But more importantly, it's about the substance and it's about our commitments. And at the moment, Australia and New Zealand have made emissions reduction targets that are woefully inadequate in terms of the goal of keeping the temperature rise below 2 degrees, let alone the 1.5 degrees that Pacific Islands are rightly advocating for. So ahead of Paris, we really need to be ramping up those commitments and we need to be providing clarity on how we will support vulnerable communities in the region with building their resilience to climate change.
And what would that look like, building resilience to climate change? What kinds of programs?
But the impacts of climate change are going to vary from one place to another, but some of the earliest and most savage impacts of climate change are on people's ability to grow food and to be able to source enough fresh water. Of course, there are threats to critical coastal infrastructure that need to be addressed. But it's also not just these obvious, tangible things. It's helping ensure that the needs and the voices of the most vulnerable communities are heard and that those are factored into a national adaptation planning. There are some impacts that are going to be impossible to adapt to, and so there have to be provisions for addressing those losses and damages that can't be avoided.
And have we heard anything definite from Australia about how they will support those communities?
Well, it goes without saying that Australia's moves on climate change and the signals it's given ahead of Paris have been very worrying. We've rolled back a series of climate policies. We've put forward very weak emissions reduction targets. The sense of frustration from the Pacific Islands is really becoming very palpable, and it will be interesting this week to see what happens. I think if Australia and New Zealand don't step up, don't signal that they will take stronger action, then that could even cause some fractures within the Pacific Island Forum.
What sort of fractures would you be talking about?
There's long been a tension within the Pacific Island Forum between the needs and aspirations of the Pacific countries, particularly with respect to climate change, and the heavy influence of Australia and New Zealand. And I think it's recognised that the actions of Australia and New Zealand are putting the future of the Pacific at very much greater risk. So in the past, there have been compromises reached and these differences papered over, but that's becoming harder. And whether that will be possible this week or whether Pacific Island leaders will really stand firm on what they know needs to be delivered in Paris and will refuse to join a joint statement with Australia and New Zealand if it's not strong enough, we'll have to wait and see.
Dr. Simon Bradshaw, also of an Oxfam report on the impact of climate change in the Pacific Islands, speaking with The Wire's Judith Peppard.